AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The jury is back in the Manhattan Criminal Court's building for the second day of deliberations in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial.
Here we go again.
Former president outside the courtroom earlier this morning. On Thursday, the jury asked to rehear testimony from Trump's former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, criminal defense attorney and former federal prosecutor Tim Jansen.
Jury instructions were clear that because Cohen was a co-conspirator, that he must have corroboration in order to find him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
Police on Long Island and New York are on high alert after terror threats were made about next week's Cricket World Cup, specifically the upcoming India-Pakistan match. A letter to Congress, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito writing that he will not recuse himself from January 6 related cases after two flags connected to the January 6 movement were seen outside of his homes. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update on that home explosion in West Dane County. Authorities have confirmed they've now found two bodies inside. The home on Capitol View Road in the town of Springfield exploded late Tuesday night. Now, this is a complex investigation. There are police and fire officials from all over the state here to lend their expertise. A dog was found alive and is now at an emergency animal hospital. The summer months just get busy, and sometimes that means people don't donate blood the same way they do the rest of the year. Rebecca Rockhill with the American Red Cross in Northeast Wisconsin.
We never know when those car crashes may happen. You may never know when someone in your own family needs blood, and you want to make sure that those shelves are stocked and ready to go.
If you donate now until June 9th, you could get a special T-shirt that celebrates the 40th anniversary of Tetris. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers clocked the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a big night for the Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins with unbelievable catches in center field and making a difference at the plate.
And a home run saving catch in the top of this frame. In the air, left center field, got some carry. Half at the wall, it's gone! Blake Perkins, have a night! Two-run home run for Perkins.
Brian Anderson, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. Final score, the Brewers 10, the Cubs 6. Perkins and the crew defense making big plays. Manager Pat Murphy.
One would have been a grand slam. I mean, you're talking 9 runs that you save. Oh, wait a minute. By the way, you made 3 unbelievable catches, saved all those runs. And, by the way, homer. Game to remember.
NFL. At the Packers OTAs, defensive back Jaire Alexander says he's determined to be more of a team player.
Just going into year 7, I'm trying not to make as much as about myself and, just do what's best for the team.
That's Jaire Alexander with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind fairly light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 46 and clear. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, 77, with showers and a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'm going to be talking about the gutless, the flip-floppers extraordinaire, little Nikki Haley, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and Bill Barr. They go so very low.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
First of all, the expectation is that these consumer confidence numbers were going to go down, and they went up. They're now in the mid-70s. And so that is a very good sign, because it's a sign of jobs, it's a sign of economic conditions, income. That's what this is about. More people saying they're planning to buy a car in the next couple months. More people saying they're going to buy big appliances in the next couple months. All of those are good signs.
Yes. You know what more and more people are buying tickets to? SexyLiberal.com.
You know
how
why?
Many packed houses have we played to, Christopher LaVoy? Packed, amazing houses in San Francisco, and I'm losing track now. Minneapolis, Madison, Albuquerque, Seattle, coming to you. And guess who's going to be there? The Mike and Jane. He's the sexy liberal submariner. Right.
I Michael. Heard that pronunciation yesterday for the first time.
Correct.
Yes.
Mama's sexy liberal submariner here.
Submariner.
My amazing alpha liberal wife, Jane, introduced me to Free Speech TV, and you, thank you for everything that's good. Cannot wait to meet you in person. I can't wait to meet you, Mike and Jane, in Seattle. And Representative Pramila Jayapal just added to panel. Hooray! Okay. SexyLiberal.com. Get it. Do it. Speaking of sexy liberals.
Wow. Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Come stick with your baby for 1,000 years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Oh, hi. I feel like I'm in the Age of Aquarius.
Me too.
Hi.
Age of Aquarius. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
By the way, you, just a point of order, sidebar, Your Honor, Trump tweeted, I don't even know what the charges are in this rigged case. And you said because you slept through the entire case.
That whole case. You're a liar because I think they asked you the first day of court, do you understand the charges against you, sir? And he said, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, I mean, all the things he's whining about, Dana, they didn't let me use advice of counsel. They declined to use it. Like, you know,
there were so many witnesses they didn't call. I'm like, they had a choice. Yeah. They called one. It was the wrong one.
Yeah. Sorry. Also, you were talking about the whole, like, you know, thing that Cohen lied about, blah, 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 blah. You just said the list is literally why he was Trump's fixer in the first place. I mean, that's the thing they just can't get past is, yes, he lied for Trump.
Right.
He lied to Congress for Trump in every instance. Right.
I do believe we have a very smart jury, and I don't believe they're falling for the stuff that the GOP supporters are. So that makes me happy.
Yeah. By the way, you tweeted on that. You said, with regard to the flag controversy, Alito says he respects his wife's choice to make personal decisions as a private citizen. I can't even get through that sentence. Yeah. As a private citizen. Great. Now do abortion.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It really is. I can't control this woman. I mean, that's.
But I can control yours.
Yeah. Thank you, Dana Goldberg.
Thank you.
Okay.
I also love the part where he's like really insistent. She likes flags, okay? It sounded like Kavanaugh when he was like, I like beer, okay? I like beer.
She likes flags.
She flies flags, okay? She likes to fly flags. She's a flag flyer, okay? She's a flag flyer.
I mean, and of course Trump celebrated Trump's leader refusing to recuse himself because no rules or laws apply to Trump or any maggots.
Good boy got a pat on the head. Good boy. Good boy.
Yeah. Right? Here's a snossage. Congratulations to United States Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito for showing the intelligence, courage, and guts to refuse stepping aside from making a decision on anything January 6th related. I mean, this is another, like, what do you even call this? Jury tampering again? Right? It's like another, like, make sure you rule the right way on immunity. I mean, it's so insane, the level we've gotten to with this, the Supreme Court.
No, absolutely. It actually, my blood boils. It's infuriating. You know, we were talking about Melinda French Gates wanting to put $1 billion toward women's rights. I'm like, maybe you could just pay two conservative Supreme Court justices to retire.
There you go.
I bet they both take $500 million and call it a day.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I didn't even know she was. How did I miss that she was divorced from
Bill
Gates?
They've been divorced for a while.
Oh, all right.
3 years ago, they separated. Yeah. 2021.
But good for her. And also, girls. $1 billion to people and organizations working to promote women's issues. This part, she says she selected a dozen people to receive a $20 million grant they could distribute as they see fit. Oh, pick me. I'll use it to support this entire progressive universe. Pick us. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. I think we need a show on Bravo called The Real Ex-Wives of Billionaires. Like, that's all we need.
Yeah,
so we've got Bezos. What is his last name? Bezos. I mean, she's doing the Lord's
work. She's doing great work.
All of these women are like, I'm going to use this money for good.
And I love that it's screw you money. Like, I think he criticized and she's like, well, I'm going to double it now.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Speaking of wives, we were saying, Dana, this whole family values party, you know, the gays aren't real families, people. They are so quick to throw their family under the bus, right? I mean, Alito rejected calls to recuse himself from any cases involving Trump after stories surfaced his wife flew flags, wherever. In a three-page letter addressed to members of the Senate, he placed the full blame on his wife, Martha Ann. Hi.
Thank you.
Have you seen a pic of Martha Ann? Okay.
Yes.
Dana Carvey wants his wig back, but okay. He wants his church lady routine back.
Well, that's special. And there's a flag out there.
And he said she refused to take them down for several days when asked. Oh, my God. Rejecting the accusations that the flags had a political nature. Oh, please. He said the flags did not meet the conditions for recusal, he wrote. He also said, I had nothing whatsoever to do with the flying of that flag. As soon as I saw it, I asked my wife to take it down, but for several days she refused. So he's admitting he's
And then he goes, there's nothing more I could do.
Henpecked.
I'm like, get your ass on a ladder and take the flag down.
Right. He said his wife is fond of flying flags. He claimed the flag was flown following a dust-up with neighbors. Neighbors and law enforcement responded that these neighborhood quarrel is saying it was Alito who was the instigator and events happened weeks apart. So, of course, they lied, according to police records and texts. And it's just... have you read the whole story? Because she sounds like a delight.
Oh, I did. I read the whole letter. I mean, if that what you mean, the whole letter.
The whole story.
The whole story.
Spitting at the neighbors and just all the yelling and him trying to shove her back in the car. And I was, okay.
George Takei had the funniest tweet. I don't know if you saw it, but he said, next we're going to see they had another Confederate flag flying at another vacation home. And his wife was going to be like, I didn't like the way that colored lady talked to me at Wegmans.
Yay.
I am quoting
Wegmans
George
is
Takei,
near my mom.
So
okay.
Please know that I would never actually use that term.
I sent you a Paula Poundstone tweet. Joe Day, help mommy.
What? Which? Oh, God. Where?
I don't know. She is about the spitting. Okay. We'll find it. Anyway, by the way, I already talked about this morning, but you said we seriously need to start talking more about his mental decline like every day. And I've read a letter about all of us who've lost parents to Alzheimer's, or any kind of dementia recognize this. And, it, you know, yeah. this whole organization called Duty to Warn, it is textbook. His decline, and that's just one of the terrifying reasons, in addition to his criminality and corruption, that is just such a terrifying mix, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then we've got MTG saying again today, if he's in prison, I'm still going to vote for him. Like, this is a cult. It's insane. They're absolutely insane.
Yeah. I mean, wow, we jumped the shark way, I don't know how long ago that was. I mean,
That was Sarah Palin, and then it got worse from there.
Yeah.
That's when we jumped the shark.
Well, we always talk, Dana, about this whole party that has enabled us from the Nikki Haley's on down. I just love that someone pointed out, Elise Stefanik was shamed for holding a hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses the same week Trump messaged, President Trump shared a message echoing Nazi Germany. Stefanik is a group of MAGA Republicans who march under the banner of anti-Semitism, even as rhetorical experts raise alarms over his message. How many times does he have to quote Hitler? You don't get to be the party of fighting anti-Semitism, right?
Yeah, I actually can't wait for there's got to be a third tape of him somewhere saying anti-Semitic slurs. I mean, he's on tape saying everything else. So I would not be surprised if there was one.
Yeah. Oh, here's the Paula Poundstone tweet. Dear Stephanie Miller of The Stephanie Miller Show, I was hiking yesterday and a woman on the trail spit. The wind took the phlegm and it splatted right on my forehead. I said, did you listen to yesterday's Stephanie Miller Show? She said, no, I just hate you. Oh, don't spit on Paula Poundstone.
No. Oh, my God.
It's a joke. Somebody told a very true Stephanie Miller fan story, and Chris disbelieved it.
I didn't believe it either.
It has led to an avalanche of Stephanie Miller show stories.
Yeah.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Well, Paula Poundstone, if nothing else, is a great storyteller.
She is. That she is.
I was mentioning her great bit about on the subway in New York, the sign that says no spitting, and that she hadn't even thought about it before the sign, and then she found herself wanting to spit the entire ride.
Because Paula Poundstone, I remember clearly a show at Albuquerque at Pope Joy Hall. She laid down on her back and she put her feet up on a stool and she was just like, just pontificating into the air. And she was then talking about a joke about a Slim Jim, how everyone in the audience should just go to 7-Eleven together all at once and we'll walk in one at a time and buy a Slim Jim.
I remember many a show. God, Funny Firm in Chicago, Ooh. Catch a Rising Star. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lily Tomlin came to that show. This is back in the long time ago. Anyway, but brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, let's go to Anita in Antifa in Chicago.
Uh-oh.
Antifa, who told the original true Stephanie Miller story.
From Walgreens?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the one. Hi, Auntie.
Hi, Steffi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. Despite Chris, I'm fine.
Well, so it wasn't, I didn't say ashwagandha at the top of my lungs. I just sort of muttered ashwagandha. Uh-huh. And the person in the next row lane said, Stephanie. And that was it. It wasn't, sorry to be so dramatic. But anyway, the real
and
reason
Karen,
Karen
in Chicago has vouched for you that you are as honest as the day is long. And Chris LaVoy is indeed a bastard person.
The day is long. He is, I know, but, you know, but he looks good, so.
That's why I keep him around.
But anyway, I can't believe I named my dog after Remy McSwain, the character played by Dennis Quaid in The Big Easy.
Oh.
My poor dog.
I know. It's, we can't have nice things
like,
anymore.
I mean, he's already 6 years old. Do you think it's too late to change his name?
Yes, sadly. Change his name to Randy Quaid. Okay.
Yeah. Randy Quaid is looking like the better Quaid brother now.
All right. Well, now it's started again. Kelly in Florida. Steph, I was driving my son and his friends home from a football practice. I overheard one of them say, don't shove a fish up your ass, to which I replied, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? He said, I'm more of a Rocky Mountain Mike fan.
Yeah.
Another one piped in. Yeah, Stephanie is more of a serving platter for all her amazing guests. I mean, she has like 11 billion regulars, and all of them are amazing. To which my son, who listened to the show every day during his drive to school, whether he wanted to or not, said, shut up, all the way up. Maybe go to the top of Shut Up Mountain?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I am. I'm a delivery system for the likes of Dana Goldberg. That's all I am. I'm a bland delivery system for other awesomeness.
Yeah.
That is true. You are my carrier.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're the salad. Dana is the crouton.
Yes.
You are the fluffer. I am the...
All right. I love
the nutter.
All right. Let's pause. Let's pause while we think about what we've
done. He's giggling.
I got Chris going. I'm good on that.
Look at him.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by NetSuite.
Sweet.
You need to recover so you can sing.
Yes. Sweet.
Yep, there you go. Uh-huh. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses, am I right? On materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. Well, I don't have more expenses on employees. I pay you the same shiny nickel that I paid you 25 years ago.
Well, you know.
I'm like, inflation, small inflation.
Screw inflation. Who needs it?
Okay. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs. It lives in the cloud. It's up there.
Yeah.
No hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform. That slashes manual tasks and errors. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head on over, won't you, to NetSuite.com/Miller. That's NetSuite.com/Miller. Do it so let's stop saying NetSuite.com/Miller.
We have to keep our country gate.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected packages like the deluxe Father's Day gift. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't tell them to the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie. Get the deluxe Father's Day gift today, plus four free burgers. From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skin knees, your dad's one of a kind. He deserves this kind of gift that's guaranteed to take him to his happy place. This Father's Day, show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift packages with 20 unforgettable entrees, plus four free burgers for just $89.99 when you use the promo code Stephanie, and every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget, that promo code is Stephanie.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky
where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. And any old music we don't want.
Casey Kasem says this is the 40-year anniversary of this song.
40 years now.
And now, back to the countdown.
So you don't remember when this song was
released? No, well, gosh, I was two. No. I was obviously two. I was two.
Born. No, you weren't born yet, because you're only in your 30s, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, did I lower it? No,
yeah,
I'm 42. I'm 42.
Okay.
I'll be 43 in September. Hi, Dana.
Hi again.
I'm your private dancer. Your dancer for money.
Private dancer, dancer for money.
Also, guns down the line.
No. That was my fault. Wow.
No.
I guess my
no.
Give her an inch. Give her an inch.
Exactly. She'll take it.
Tristan Snell tweets, subpoena Justice Samuel Alito and his wife. Let's sort this whole thing out on live TV in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Constitution and the Republic deserves no less. And then if he refuses to recuse, he must be impeached. Dana, I'm just for an all of the above approach. Mm-hmm. But I keep saying we need to double, triple down on democracy, get huge majorities. And we've got to do all of it, in my opinion. We've got it. And it's not, by the way, making it the same number of circuit courts we have, 13 judges, is not packing the court.
No.
What Mitch McConnell did is packing the court,
right.
Is breaking the rules,
right.
Making up his own rules. Right. You don't get
absolutely.
A president doesn't
for,
get a pick
you,
a year before we, election. Oh, it's OK to shove a right wing whack through in the middle of an away. He makes up his own rule. This is not breaking a rule. This is well within. Yeah.
And if he's like, oh, we can't change the number of the court. Mitch McConnell changed the number of the court for a year. We only had eight justices for an entire year. So why can't we have 10? Why can't we have 11? Why can't we have 13?
Yeah.
So I don't even want to hear it. He's going to be gone soon. And I'm hoping that we can get the White House, the Senate and the House and do something about this mess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's talk. This is Andrew Ross Sorkin on the state of the economy.
Less folks, obviously, in a position now to buy a new home. That's still not a great number. But what's interesting is if you juxtapose these numbers, which are very good numbers, against this very bizarre, and it's a different poll but from last week, where you have people completely misinformed, but a majority of the country saying they believe they're in a recession.
One last one.
There's sort of a very interesting sort of dynamic at play here, which is that, you know, when you're asked very specific questions about your own confidence, it is clearly getting better. And yet when they're asked these sort of broader questions, and I don't know if it's because people are just genuinely misinformed. I don't know what television network they're watching or what they're reading online. But the idea that more than half the country thinks we're in a recession, and you can look historically at the data of where we are, and it's just, I mean, it is the 180 degrees the opposite. It's very hard to square.
You know, Dana, this is going to be our biggest fight against disinformation. Again, you know, and it isn't anymore like both sides and blah, blah, blah. It literally is one side is completely lies. We have all of the facts on our side. What do we do with that?
I think we literally boots on the ground, knocking on doors. It's the only way we're going to get these people that are undecided or that are not getting the facts out to vote. His cult is his cult. We're never going to reach them. They are down a rabbit hole. They're not coming back out. But there is a large number of the country that is an independent voter that will turn and vote for Biden because we've got to show them that he's actually doing a good job for them. You know, I was talking about this on The Beans. One of the reasons why Senator Sherrod Brown keeps getting reelected is because he makes decisions and gets bills passed that affects all of the voters, not just the ones that voted for him. When you've got a $35 cap on inhalers and a $35 cap on insulin because a Democrat did that in a red state, that's how you continue to get reelected. That's what they have to do.
To your point, MAGA, that we played this audio a couple weeks ago, Dana, came out of a Trump rally and said, I have diabetes and I'm just so thankful to President Trump for getting me my $35 insulin.
Yep.
Right.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's what them saying the economy was much better under Trump.
when
those are the people, like I said, the ones that are still at his rallies, they're unreachable. I don't know what it would take to reach them. I'm not saying we write people off in this country, but we do spend our energy with people that we know we can get to the polls and that will believe the facts.
As Frangela says,
your energy where it actually has the most impact, period.
As Frangela says, stop recruiting at Klan rallies.
Seriously.
More Dana Goldberg next.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Under California law, bicycles are considered vehicles, which means that drivers must yield to them and provide at least 3 feet of safe passing distance, just as you would another car. When making a right turn, don't pass in front of bicycles, especially if you're crossing a bike lane. Cyclists have to do their part too. You must ride in the same direction as traffic and obey all traffic signals and signs. Use hand signals and make eye contact with drivers to communicate. Wear a helmet and reflective clothes to be more visible to others. If you ride after dark, remember to use a white headlight and reflectors.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong, dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now, that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality, so it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school, and if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that, and that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello.
Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Yeah. Okay.
That's one of the things that they shouted in that CBS. I'm right. always in for Dick.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about you, Dana. This listening to the Trump trial testimony has made me exponentially gayer every day. What was the thing? Oh, him bragging to the guy that he you should bang a porn star, put 20 miles, 20 yards on my drive today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh, he's just so such a gross. Pig. He's such a pig. He's just such a pig. Okay. Oh, a hate letter.
Oh, yay.
See, you're the opposite of the person that prints out only positive stories for Trump. I make you print hate letters. This is from Steve. Subject line, blah, blah.
Uh-oh.
I'm guessing that's what he feels like the show sounds
like.
Yeah. It's fine. The same thing every day over and over. A bunch of loudmouths whining, complaining that they don't get enough from the government.
Huh? What?
I don't believe we've ever said that, but okay. Seriously, why don't you move to Europe or you can, where you can pay a huge amount of income tax and have all the government benefits you want? Remember, bonehead, this country was formed on the premise that people left England to avoid paying stupid European taxes. Stupid. Now you want to bring them back.
No.
It'd be easier to move back to Europe where they're still doing
it. People didn't move here to get away from taxes. They formed the government to have no taxation without representation.
Right. I've said it once, Chris. I've said it 11 billion times. Bring back those European taxes. I want more from the government. Anyway, hi, Dana. Good morning.
Oh, boy.
Hi. The hate letters make me laugh because everyone just sounds cuckoo-laroo.
Uh-huh.
Just on the other side.
And I don't mean to be a liberal elitist, but the spelling and punctuation and grammar is horrific.
Atrocious.
Okay, so we were talking about Jenna Ellis just lost her law license.
I know. She was grateful for it.
Yes.
In her quote.
I'm Todd Blanche, who is it's time to go
uh-huh,
for him.
Right.
Yes. He said, what did he say? I don't think I'm losing this place, but you are, Blanche, you are. That's funny. That's
he also just about. Looks like a cardboard cutout in every video. He's just sitting there like, my soul is dying inside.
Yeah.
But I just thought this story from this week, Dan, is just a perfect example of, you don't understand how many people throw away their lives, their families under the bus, their livelihood for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
This Bob Good, who is not good.
Not good.
He's one of the four treasons that went up there with the red tie. And he sucked up to Trump outside his criminal trial, and Trump just threw him under the bus.
Yep.
Like, why the loyalty to this guy? He's the chairman of the Freedom Caucus. He's a super right-winger. Uh-huh. He got tossed under the bus by Trump this week. Trump attacked Good as bad for Virginia, bad for the USA, as he endorsed his primary opponent. right. He just traveled to Manhattan to show. I mean, there is no sucking up that's enough anymore.
Right.
Right.
No, it's embarrassing. Shannon, is that the other woman that he went after? One of
Shannon Bream.
Bad day for
Shannon. Terrible bad. Just because she pointed out.
They deserve it.
That's a state trial that Biden's not behind it. It's like that's what I mean. That's what pointing out basic facts gets you in MAGA world, right?
Yeah, and you can the only thing we can do in lifetime is try and dispel the lies and actually tell them what's actually happening. But when they're so hooked on Fox News where they're reporting this trial, Sean Hannity, obviously, who's just an entertainer, it's just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You're never going to be able to reach these people. It would take years of undoing the brainwashing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since we're on the subject of despicable Trump sycophants, Chris, who said, I think Trump's lost any sort of political viability he was going to have. He's not going to run for federal office again. He went down a path he shouldn't have, and we shouldn't have followed him, and we shouldn't have listened to him, and we can't ever let that happen again. Who said that?
Super Chicken.
No, that would be Nikki Haley.
Oh, yeah.
I have a theme. Trump just sided with a thug who kills his political opponents. He just sided with a man who goes and arrests American journalists and holds them hostage. He sided with him over allies who stood with us in 9/11. Who said that?
Tennessee Tuxedo.
No, Nikki Haley said that. Nikki Haley, there's a theme. Hang on. Who said... He said he would stand with Putin and encourage him to evade our allies. Trump would side with a dictator who kills his political opponents. Trump is going to side with a madman who's made no bones about the facts he wants to destroy America. Who said that?
Chumley.
No! Nikki Haley!
I live in hell!
He tried.
I did try.
I mean, I keep fixating for some reason on the fact of all the things Trump says, because we just get numb to it, but that he said there's going 100% there's going to be a terrorist attack in America. Maybe.
Yeah.
you're, of course, you're like, oh, holy, who is he conspiring with to do what?
100%. It's terrifying. We know that every time his lips move, he's projecting. So he's also telling us the truth, like in situations like that. Don't get me wrong. He doesn't tell the truth in any other situation, right. but he cannot hold stuff in. He's impulsive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird political Tourette's that he has where he just has to blurt the stuff out.
He's saying everything out loud. The, you know, American hostage, like, oh, you know, I'll get him out, but not unless you elect me. Putin will only do it for me. I'm like, oh, great. You're going to leave an American to rot in a Russian jail.
Absolutely, he would.
But you could get him out, but you're not going
to. If we hadn't gotten Brittany Griner home, right. What a mess. If President Trump, Trump was president during that time, I just said President Trump, and part of me died inside. Excuse me.
Oh, my God. Part of my soul died just hearing it. I hear you say that.
I'm deaf now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Since we're on the subject of Chris being wrong, Sue in Allentown. Oh, I think we were talking about Montauk.
Oh, Montauk.
Okay. It's impossible not to sound snobby when you say Montauk. because you were saying that that's where the Alito summer house, we were saying it's in Jersey, and you said Jersey.
Why isn't it in Montauk or something? Yeah.
Right. Susan said, hey, Chris, you're wrong. You're more wrong than usual. I assume he summers in New Jersey was meant as a dig at the Garden State. Well, hey, there happens to be some lovely stretches of lovely New Jersey beachfront that are indeed lovely places to rest and recoup. And yes, my wrong friend, where else can you go for funnel cake and hot dogs and crappy T-shirts that vividly display your IQ and obesity as well as New Jersey boardwalk, huh? Why do you think Orange Mushroom Penis Guy had a rally there? All his favorite crap is in New Jersey sock, that's why. So there, wrong boy. Gotta go now, not to New Jersey, unfortunately. We're having storms and a tree just fell and okay, never mind. Okay, go Jersey Shore.
No. I'm telling you, if this case doesn't take him out, there's that picture of him and Junior in whatever holding room they had and they were eating Whoppers, Milk Duds, and like fast food for lunch. So if this course it doesn't take him out, I'm hoping something else.
I keep saying that. Arteries, legal system, ballot box.
Arteries, legal system.
Can't root for one over the other.
Right. Okay, just one more.
Who
is this?
Oh, Tempe. At the same time?
Tempe. Tempe says, this is going to also be in the stack that makes us gayer, is Chris refers to lady parts as meat curtains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tempe says, hey, Steph, got to give a shout out to Chris. I was at a gig the other night and I shouted out, we got any meat curtains in the house? Some other straight guy said, I call them my wife's mud flaps. I'm like,
yeah, that's why we're all vegetarians.
Vegetarians, that's funny. Open up those them mud flaps, daddy's home.
No, mud flaps are in the back.
Yeah.
On my break, this well-to-do woman came up to me and wanted to know if I was a Steph head. See? It becomes a Chris's wrong story. Okay. I think I'm going to name my next band the Meat Curtains, Invasion of the Meat Curtains. Jody will like this one, Meat Curtain Revenge.
The Electric Boogaloo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, that's the thing. I don't know what your prediction is. We predict he's going to get convicted. I don't know if it'll make a dent, you know, in his base. Or it's certainly showing that I think people anywhere close to normal, it makes a difference, you know.
I do think some of these people need to have him in front of them to see him. And if he gets convicted, he may not necessarily go to prison or jail. If it's home confinement, he still can't go do his rallies. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to be doing Zoom rallies. Like, who knows what's going to happen? But I do believe that it at least affect his campaign. I don't think it's going to affect his support. I think the people who are going to vote for Trump are going to vote for Trump. I don't think there's people in the middle that are confused anymore. I just don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a liberal helper idea yesterday that he's in a shark cage off the coast of Mar-a-Lago. So he's close to home. He hates sharks. So it's a little extra, you know, punishment for a lifetime of crime. But he'd be safe, you know.
He's in the shark's house.
Yeah. Where's shark's house, lady? I miss her.
I tell you what, you know what would be beautiful? So tonight, and this isn't a segue that I'm plugging myself, but I'm hosting the Lambda Legal Liberty Awards in New York tonight. Eric Holder's being honored. It's going to be a great night. We're going to raise a lot of money for the trans youth.
Will you tell him Stephanie Miller said, congratulations, Your Highness?
100%.
He'll laugh. Okay.
So basically, I was on stage and I said the only way this night would get better is if during the dinner break, Trump was not convicted. When he got his first indictment, it was the Stormy Daniels case. And so during the dinner break, there was an announcement that Trump had been indicted. And we all cheered and applauded. I think it would be absolutely hilarious if a year later to the day the jury actually convicted him and I got to announce that from the stage.
Come on. Dana is a good person, God. She's a do-gooder. She's lots of good. Just do this nice thing for her. Come on.
That's right. I'm one of the chosen people. Let's go.
Living it up Friday night. Come on, everybody. Let's do it. I feel like it could be tomorrow, don't you?
It could be.
Yeah. It could.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're done today. I mean, I think there's a possibility.
Think they're
gonna
be done
it's going to be today
tomorrow.
Or tomorrow for sure.
Okay. Clyde, you've even gotten Clyde excited now. Clyde, we don't know. Anything can happen with a jury.
He disagrees.
Roger in Orlando.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Roger in Orlando.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Steph.
Hi.
Miss Dana and Chris and Jody.
Good morning.
I want to make a comment on Mr. Quaid. As soon as he said the weaponization of the Justice Department, mm-hmm. which is what all the Trumpers are saying in this
yeah.
clip, the first thing I thought of was think way back, and this goes in the land of, say, Tommy Tuberville, when all white juries, prosecutors, and judges hung innocent black people. Wasn't that the ultimate weaponization of the Justice
mm-hmm.
Department?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's all projection, Dana. It's like he's the one that weaponized the Justice Department. Biden is famously staying out of all this, and it's just this is the. It is going to be 100. I mean, by the time we're done, 100% projection. Pretty much everything yeah. Trump says, he accuses Biden of is something he's done, right?
Absolutely. This goes back all the way to Clinton, though, when he was talking about, the basement in a pizza parlor. I'm like, someone needs to find a basement in Florida that has, a pizza parlor that has a basement and check for children, because Trump obviously has done something with the children. Like, every time he says something, we just yeah. have to assume that he's done it.
Because Dana and I are not gay enough. Peter in Chicago on Meat Curtains.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Oh, good morning. I love you guys. Yeah. I play in a band in Chicago, and when you just mentioned the name of your possible new band, The Revenge of the Meat Curtains, I play in a band called Choice of Potato. I thought it'd be great.
Choice to open,
potato
yeah.
Opened
yeah.
Up
all, right.
Revenge.
All right.
I believe that one.
You know what? That's going to be election day, no Revenge of the Meat Curtains. I tell you what. November 5th is going to be Revenge of the Meat Curtains, people. Rovember's coming. Okay, row rage, something to do with meat
row
curtains.
Rage.
I don't know. And men, I can love them with a slow hand, with an easy touch. Men are rough, and I picture like that scene in the butcher thing from Rocky. That's what the hell they deal with.
No, that's not
meat curtains.
No.
Think someone would have to make a picture like a graphic of a voting booth, but instead they're pulling close the meat curtains. Like this
right.
is the vagina. We're
right.
voting from the vagina.
Right. Are you trying to tell me that some men are not like Rocky in the meat hitting the meat scene in the meat curtains? Yes, they are. They don't, because men like a really, that's what we've discussed before, they like a really firm touch back in my way long time ago.
Yes.
I didn't realize if you've seen Puppetry of the Penis, I mean, men like to be touched really roughly
yes.
compared to women. Just saying. If you hear the Rocky music when a man is down there, run.
I don't like a man with a slow hand.
Yeah, see? You like a nice firm touch.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm getting so much gayer during this whole conversation.
I picture Burgess Meredith down there.
No!
Rock!
No!
Hey, no!
No!
Okay.
My God!
Get up, you lazy son of a bitch! I said wake up, you loser!
You, Adriana, did it. I know. Ouch.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to Michelle Reiner.
I don't blame you.
There's nothing she can do about this anymore.
For making all of this happen.
Could you send a letter to HR,
you
please?
You just tell her to make sure Rob shows up at LA Sexy Liberal on panel.
Yeah.
And then I'll see what I can do. Then I'll take her hostage demands after that. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein
yep.
and my show ponies, Show Muscles.
Yep.
There's Chris LaWatt.
You know.
As Siri says. Tony Horton, speaking of muscle guys, P90X guy.
Mm-hmm.
Got shingles, didn't think he was going to make it. You should see how he looks now.
Right.
Amazing.
feels amazing. 65 years old, he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop and bam, there goes your muscle growth. Boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Go to My Power Life and type in the code fitness. You get 30% off and a 90-day guarantee. Or you could text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text these may apply. Or go right to mypowerlife.com and type in fitness.
Awesome. Awesome to the max.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I take my buttery soft cozy earth bedding with me to elevate my summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code Miller to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. I just tuck my Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up. Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Don't forget, use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage, CozyEarth.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Three. this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde staring directly at me. I feel extra pressure to make this Dr. Marty's particularly good. I know, Clyde. I know. I understand. He's staring whole into my soul right now.
Or he's just staring into the distance.
Stop it. Stop he is it. Smart and he is kind and he is important. Dr. Marty's makes the best food for your... They're not like your children. They are your children. Uh-huh. If you love your doggies and your kitties like I do. I'm telling you, Nature's Blend is amazing. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Superfoods!
Yeah!
He discovered this in his own practice. It is why Forbes magazine has called him the miracle worker. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ugh. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food, it's cooked at high heat. Nature's Blend freeze-dried raw has the optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for health and happiness and is a flavor and texture they find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Don't say it very loud. Okay, go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. 55 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg's here. Oh, it's another Steph love letter. Oh. Damien says true story. From York, Pennsylvania. Okay. So the other day I was talking to a Trumper and I told them to take their line of BS to the five and dime. So then he proceeded to tell me exactly where that came from, and suddenly I was the one with tears in my eyes. We then bonded over buttered Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
Wait, and you're not going to tell us where it's from?
No, of course not.
Bastard people. Okay. Dana, we were saying that, Michael Fanone's mother was just swatted after he criticized Trump.
Yeah.
And it just, as I always quote Nicole Wallace, she keeps saying, like, we all know some really bad is about to happen. We don't know when, where, whether it's, Trump saying there's going to be a terrorist attack and God knows who he's plotting with, if that's the October surprise. But Steve Bannon and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton just compared the FBI to the Nazi Gestapo, speaking of projection, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And said the agency should be dismantled. But Bannon falsely claimed the FBI plotted to assassinate Trump. I mean, it's just, this is such a, it's not just a blatant lie, it's just such a dangerous lie, devised to help, to promote violence, to say you've got to take these people out because they're trying to take, President Trump out. Right?
Yeah.
He said they've turned into a Gestapo, an American Gestapo, and the DOJ is just as corrupt. Ken Paxton agreed, Steve, I'm telling you, they're the Gestapo. We're in Venezuela. We might as well be in China. We might as well be in Germany during the 30s and 40s. It's corrupt. It's the Gestapo. They think if they just keep repeating it, as Goebbels would say, Trump is the one that quotes Hitler. Trump is the one that says there's very fine people in Charlottesville. But they just think if they keep calling the other side Nazis, that's both sides do it.
Well, it's unfortunately true. And just psychologically, if you repeat that long enough and often enough, people will believe it. This is not a coincidence that they're doing it. They know exactly how powerful that is.
I was just thinking, who was it? Hang on. Hold, please. Ron Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, by the way, if you have trouble telling your Johnsons apart, Lauren Boebert can give you a hand. But my point is, Dana, Mike Johnson, Ron Johnson.
A lot of ribald material today, Stephanie.
What is happening? I'm just saying, has a man not acted like the meat curtains are the scene in Rocky?
Oh, my God, stop it.
Stop it.
It was a long time ago, but I do have some memories of like going, no, it's not the whole thing. It's just the nipple. Don't stop. It's not bread dough. Stop.
Dana's going to hang up.
Don't hang up, Dana.
I'm going to have a bad connection. If it's when you like act like you're disconnected, except you're on the landline, you're like,
going through a canyon.
My point is, Ron Johnson said, we're at a time and a place in our country where there are thugs on both sides of the aisle. I'd argue there's more thugs on the left. All data shows exactly the opposite, but this is what they're trying to do. It's just both sides.
Absolutely. I guarantee next month Alito's wife's going to have a Nazi flag out with a swastika and say, it's a Native American symbol.
Exactly. DG Comedy, follow.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, there's a new GOP coloring book about the founding and history of the Republican Party. Should be a really interesting conversation. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.